Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you aboard. Happy in the organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
It is gigantic, with no more odor than a hot biscuit. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, thank you, Paul Turner, my big ball friend, and thank you for listening. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. That's why we call it the Don and Mike Show. And here's a channel check. This is a national show.
Yeah.
On Westwood One Entertainment.
All right.
That's surprising, isn't it? Thank you for listening. In Greenville, South Carolina, on the Peak, 98.1 FM in St. Louis, the Big 550, KSD, and Baltimore, the enormous 13 WJFK, the home of the Ravens.
Love those Ravens. You were on the Ravens pregame show over the weekend. We didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was my usual charming self.
Glib.
Yeah, you know, and some people, when I was at the Redskins game on Sunday, came up to me and said, we heard you on the Baltimore Ravens show, and we were wondering, how come on the Baltimore Ravens show, you weren't like you are on the Don and Mike show?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think, and some people might be disappointed when you see me on this ESPN news thing, that I'm not going to, like, get on and like we do here on this show.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a different forum.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a little bit more...
restrained.
Reserved.
Yeah, I mean, I can still be me.
Right.
But, you know, this when I do, like, the sports stuff, I'm still me, but I'm doing something that's just a little off-center from the main job, which is right here.
Going to keep that promise you made to me, though, right? The one about the ESPN show?
What?
Every segment you do, no pants?
Just for you.
Okay.
Just for you.
So I can be sitting there and go, yeah, you know, if they pan down...
You know what? I did that thing. I'm on that Ravens show, and I found myself getting caught up in it, like being one of the regular boring football experts that they have on.
Did you find the spirit of Freddie Edelstein entering your body?
Yeah. So every once in a while, I would have to spike it up.
Sure.
You know? Like, you know, talk about the stuff I talk about, you know, like Vinny Testaverde, what a big Goomba he is, and stuff like that. But it was a low-key appearance for me on that show.
It was mellow.
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
And I will be tugging on my ear at the end of all of my ESPN shows as a way to say goodnight to you, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but I recognize this caller.
Is this
right
the
now.
Bob Dole caller with his new bit?
Pilar?
Back to Florida.
What?
Yes.
Come back to Florida.
I'm coming back to Florida.
I'm Pilar. Only getting that in one channel. We're having a... Hold on. Test operator.
We're having a meltdown here.
We're having a problem with our control board. Let me try monoing out this phone call. Hello?
Come back to Florida.
There it is.
I will, Pilar.
Is this Pilar?
This is Pilar.
You know, you got to come up with something new, though. I'm already not thinking that this is good like I did yesterday.
He must come back to Florida.
he stays with it.
This is the Bob Dole guy, right?
No, I don't know Bob Dole. I only know Buzz. He must come back to me.
All right.
I will,
Pilar. Restaurante, Buzz.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know.
Come up with a new one.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, who would you do, Christy Brinkley or David Brinkley?
Oh, David Brinkley.
I'd have to go with Christy. Buzz?
David, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
We'll fight over him, Buzz.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward to
David Brinkley. He's got some DSLs.
Wonderful, inspiring speeches. Full of wit.
I agree.
Poetry, music, love, and affection.
Yeah.
Plus more goddamn nonsense than ever. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Brinkley.
Well, I'm not on air. I was amused to have to read that Ross
David, just let me just go in the chair. We are on the air.
What an incredible Phoebe. That is my favorite part of the whole tape when Peter Jennings said today, excuse me, old man.
Yes, David.
Old man going in your pants right now. The red light means we're on the air. That is a great tape.
And then, of course, the other thing he did, which, you know, with the comments about Clinton, which now is splattering him across every front page in America.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, F. Jim's bloody rotting gums.
Wow.
Well, that was a nasty thought.
Happy holidays.
I'd like to point out again for my good friend Big Gum Jim that while they are large and healthy and pink.
Yes. No gingivitis there.
None.
No gum disease. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right. Hi, you're on the air.
Radio Gods, thanks for the entertainment, guys.
Okay.
Need some help from you. I fly with the Air Force. And when we go away from home station, we wear name tags with fictitious names. Mine has recently been overtaken by a higher-ranking officer, which was the name of Haywood J. Blomey.
Now, when you're talking about the
why
same thing.
Why do you
thing
have
that,
fake names?
Like pilots have names or what?
Yeah.
You mean like
yeah.
in Top I Gun mean, where like he was Maverick?
Like you heard on Top Gun and such.
Like Maverick and Joker, but I mean, you would have that long a name for are you a pilot?
Well, I'm a flight engineer with the Hurricane Hunters at Keesler.
So you can have a longer name like Haywood.
How yeah, about this one? Exactly. How about the B? Oh, problem. You know, like an Irish guy.
Sure.
And first initial B.
Oh, problem.
Last name, oh, problem. Excuse me. Is there a... I got that one from The Simpsons. Is there a... I got a B, oh, problem.
Let me tell you something, kid. I'll come over there and I'll wring your throat.
Well, you know, we've got all the standard names. I mean, we've got the, you know, Dick Hertz.
Huge erection.
You know, all of them. Samsonite, Gymnasium.
Holden McGroin.
We got so
yeah,
many
and,
of them.
And a lot of those have been taken. You know, and I'm just trying to get some help with something original from you guys, because I know nobody could beat it like you could.
How about Tard? Hello, Don and Mike Show. T-A-R-D.
Yeah, like Madonna, one of those one-name words.
Hello.
Oh, my dear.
An interesting proposition.
Someone actually wanted to
have sex with Ken Stevens.
Yes, and said so in a very, very nasty way. The key, sir, you should always know this, is to ask him nicely.
It's okay if you want to call up and say bad stuff about the general manager.
Absolutely.
But just give us warning.
Of course.
You know, if you're going to call and you're going to say, like, I want to have intercourse with Ken Stevens,
mm-hmm.
just let us know.
Let us know what's going on.
Okay. Now I got to go to something else for a second while we wait for the phones to reset.
And meanwhile, all the equipment in here is slowly like turning to dust.
Yeah, I don't know what's doing down here with this pod number 7, which is where I'm supposed to. That's why the phone has been sounding squeaky anyway. It's because of the equipment.
It's old equipment, isn't it?
Something's wrong with the equipment here.
Like that console that you sit behind there and then press all the buttons on. Is that how would that be on the modern scale?
Right yeah. here. Bob Dole used this, as a matter of fact, wow. and he was just breaking into the broadcasting business. You know, speaking of which, I got a second of dead time I got to fill here.
How are you?
You'll be dead soon.
No, knock it off. I just came by. I wanted to come by. I'm all set. I'm not like I was yesterday. I'm sober. Doing fine, but still angry and still ready to leave. I want to leave. Somebody's supposed to get me a car. They didn't give me a car yesterday, so I slept in your office. I slept on one of your fresh-colored sofas out there.
Wow.
And I think the room's awful. I think it's got all sorts of terrible things on the wall, and Bob Dole doesn't care for that.
You saw some of the pictures. We have pictures of naked ladies and such on our office wall.
I think you ought to get your jolly somewhere else, not put it up on the wall. All sorts of people can come by and look at that. All sorts of respectable people will be looking at the wall. You should take every picture down. You should sanitize the walls, as Bob Dole says. Sanitize the walls, Listen. Take all the pictures down.
I think you need a drink.
No.
I think you need a drink.
Well, I had some wild turkey yesterday. I was drowning my sorrows, very upset about the election. I was very upset about the election. And Bob Dole wants to go down in Florida and relax and have some recuperation, but he's still waiting for his car. Where's his Bob Dole car?
Listen, pour yourself a little drink.
All right, just a taste.
Just pour yourself a drink.
I don't have a glass. Can I drink it out of the bottle?
Sure, right out of
Hold
the bottle.
Hold on just a second here.
Go ahead now.
Didn't bother you yesterday.
Bobby D., everybody. I was
Man, that's quite a long drink.
He spilled most of it. But you're like Dennis Murphy. Your lips are paralyzed.
I've stained my pants.
What
I've stained my
Bob?
Pants with wild turkey, Again? Right? But boy, that tastes pretty good, Bob Dole. That tastes pretty good right now, I'll tell you that. You know, it goes right to my brain, I'll tell you.
Now, let's see how long it takes. Have you had anything to drink at all today, Bob?
I haven't had anything. That's my first thing I had to do.
Take
like
another sip. I'd like to do an experiment, see how long it takes Bob Dole to get drunk. Go. An old guy. It should be like the same theory that the older you get is like the younger you
Shut
get.
Shut up.
If you give somebody very young
shut up,
a taste
of
alcohol,
shut up right now.
They get drunk right away?
Bob Dole, you won't have me to kick around anymore, by golly. I'll be going down to my condo in Florida, relaxing, enjoying myself. And I got a big T-shirt. I got a big T-shirt. It's got something on it for all you media members right now. Yep. On one side it says F, and the other side says U. So you get it coming and going. How do you like that? Bob Dolby's doing circles going F-U.
F-U. You're drunk already.
I'm a little bi. I feel a little lightheaded. I'm on my
You feel better now?
I feel good. Feel ready to go. Ready there to go. Ready to relax and say, hell with this politics thing. Bob Dole's done with politics. I'll tell you right now, Bob Dole's ready to do a little reacting right now. Bob Dole doesn't have anything more to regret about the election right now. I'll tell you that right now. Bob Dole's happy about being Bob Dole. Bob Dole's happy about going down to Florida. Bob Dole doesn't care anymore. Maybe. Bob Dole doesn't care anymore.
He's going to cry again. All right, get out of here.
Wow. Wow.
A mess.
Hello, Dallas, Texas.
Hey.
Smells like alcohol.
Not in my show. Hello.
Hi. You guys are great.
Well, thank you.
Breath of fresh air down here.
Yes, it must be. Nothing like us on the radio in Dallas, Texas.
Nothing like it.
Well, tell your friends, my dear. What's our station there? 94.9.
Right. KEWS.
KNWS. No. Or K something.
KEWS.
KEWS.
That's right.
That's our station. Well, thank you for the call.
Oh, you're amazing. Yeah, thank you.
I like that word, amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Hold on. I meant to hang up on you there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
I'm calling out from California. I heard something on the radio the other day. Never going to believe it. Cassie Lee Gifford is endorsing a new product. It's called the Toot Cushion, and I got the number if you want to call.
It's called the what?
It's called the Toot Cushion.
The Toot Cushion?
Yeah, I guess it...
Like a fart pillow?
Yeah, yeah, okay. But it's supposed to cover up the smell.
She does ads for it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not telling the truth.
Kathy Lee does commercials for a fart pillow?
Kathy Lee Gifford, yes.
What do you mean it's supposed to cover up the smell?
Are
we talking about a whoopee cushion, or are we talking about...
No. It's like,
are you talking about like the thing that someone has to wear after they've had hemorrhoid surgery? Or you know that thing, that donut? Do you know what he's talking about, Buzz?
I've heard of this before. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard
cushion?
Other people say that Kathy Lee Gifford has endorsed this.
And yes.
What is it? What is
it? I don't know. It has a
charcoal
filter inside the cushion, and it's supposed to cover up the smell.
I can't imagine. Hello, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford. I've had two children, and after my second birth, my first thing in the morning farts are enough. Well, it drives Gif crazy. That's why I bought this, the Kathy Lee Gifford fart pillow.
With a special charcoal filter that eliminates any of those nasty odors.
A portion of all proceeds will go to Cassidy's house. All right, listen, I will research that and find out. That's true. You heard that on the radio.
Yeah, and I've got the number if you guys want it.
I just want to hear the ad. I want to hear the ad. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Is that on the level, everybody? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm calling from Dallas, and you guys are amazing.
No, thank you. Thank you for echoing that woman's sentiments. I know he was being totally insincere, but it doesn't matter.
He was talking in a homo voice. That's okay. We think you're amazing, too.
Absolutely. And you're dreamy. Amazing and dreamy.
I'd like to bury your face in my fart pillow.
Oh, my.
Well.
Oh, gee.
Someone wants to have sex with Nick.
Wow. And Nick and Ken, man. I wonder if it's the same guy.
We need two fart pillows. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskull.
Him around our reproductive organs.
Hey, man.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
It's the show with that hands-on hips, shake your head, mo' money, mo' deef, mo' life attitude.
Hey, now listen to me. I don't care. My teacher says. You know why, Mike?
Why is that, Don?
I'm going to be a supermodel.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
I wish you Godspeed.
Hello?
Hello?
I've gone back to the telephones.
Hi. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love
like
it.
Like a madman.
It's hello? Madman.
Simply charming.
Simply, we'd love to take more phone calls.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. I just want to tell you guys how I was laughing hysterically driving home this afternoon, just when you were talking to Lucy. I was crying. I couldn't even see the road.
I'm glad somebody could derive some pleasure from our pain. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thanks much. Bye. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love Lucy.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Guido. You want me to break somebody's kneecaps?
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's continuing.
Hello?
Yeah, I was wondering when Bart was going to be calling in with the weather today.
Bart does not call with the weather. This would be a veiled attempt, I believe, at putting down my kid.
Or perhaps it might be an attempt to talk about things that happened in the past.
Thank you, Mike. Way to pick up on that.
Oh, all right, genius. I'm sorry. I'm so stupid that I wasn't there for that cutting-edge comedy of yours.
Well, sometimes just a little slow, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm a little slow. Are you still there?
No, he hung up. So he was busting your chops.
Hello,
so.
Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yes.
Hey, do you think the Skins will cover the 10.5 points today, Sunday?
And we're waiting on that commentary on the Broncos going to the Super Bowl.
Should have just quit after that, Lady Lucy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
You ain't got no penis, Lieutenant Dan.
I tell you, we won't be taking any calls next hour, so get it out of your system right now.
Purge yourselves.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how do you play that CD-ROM thing of yours?
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air, holy.
Hello.
Hey, I listen to you guys all the time. I just want to tell you something.
What?
You know when you have a guy go in the shopping mall and stuff and page somebody?
Yes.
Well, you ought to have him page Here Jorgen.
What was that, sir?
Here Jorgen.
Huge organ?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When you have him like Mike McCrack?
We never... Mike, these are crap.
These are terrible names.
You want to have somebody paged?
No. Buzz, why are you laughing? It's Sheer Jorgen.
when we do the name game,
because this guy's name attempt at names is so bad.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Funny.
It's not like Mike McCrack. It's Phil McCracken.
Oh,
get it?
And yeah,
it's,
okay.
And it's not huge organ. It's Hugh G. Rection.
No, you ought to try Hugh Jorgen.
No.
Well, okay, Hugh Jorgen could work, but it sounded like you were saying Sheer Jorgen.
No, Hugh Jorgen.
Hugh Jorgen. Okay. But we want some new names. Hello. No, we don't.
We don't.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Dennis Murphy gave me genital warts.
Right. Hello, you're on the air.
LaQuinta Ann.
Oh, that's a Larry Williams reference. Now everybody's doing it.
Everybody's out of control, and what's sad and scary is that it's somewhat funny.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Right.
Mike, how y'all guys doing?
Fine.
First time I called back, y'all don't recognize my voice.
Is this Pierre?
Yes, it is.
I knew it was you, Pierre.
Yeah.
You know how I knew? Because this is the worst phone scan we ever done, and I said to Mike during the commercial, this won't be complete unless that colored guy calls.
Oh.
It's Pierre, the colored guy. Hi, Pierre.
Bonjour, Pierre.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Just calling to say hi, guys.
That's, well, what's up, Pierre?
Nothing too much.
Now, aren't you on some kind of suspension?
It's supposed to have been over at Halloween.
Oh, that's right. You banned him until Halloween.
Right. That's right. Well, yeah. Now you've got your God-given right to call the show again, Pierre.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And obviously, you have nothing to contribute today, right?
No. I just call saying hi, just to say, you know.
As I said before, absolutely nothing to contribute.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I was wondering how Olivette's doing. If they've spoken to her lately,
I give this guy credit. That's actually something that we haven't given much thought to lately.
Yeah. Olivette Spellman. Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe we should call her someday.
See how she's enjoying her satellite TV system.
Her branded TV. Hello, Donna, my show. I hope she's okay. Hello?
I'm sure she's fine.
Hello?
I'm sure
I'm afraid
good.
To call today, though. You know, it's because today's it would like having a bad luck show. You know
today,
I mean.
She, you know, she'd be hanging a picture and put a nail through her head.
Hello, Donna, my show. All right. And he hangs up the phone.
If only we could have understood it.
Hello. I did. Don and Mike show.
That's right. You speak gibberish.
Hello. It's Mr. Gibberish to you.
Mr. Gibberish.
Mr. Gibberish will see you now.
Mr. IP Gibberish.
Hello. Not a Mike show. Really.
Hi, y'all didn't have anything else planned today?
This is the last call. What? Excuse me?
I said you didn't have anything else planned today?
No, this is all part of our plan. From 5 until 6, we take stupid phone calls.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen I Shot Andy Warhol?
No.
Okay. In there was a part where there's this transvestite, and the transvestite, the guy says to him, how often do you have your period? And he says, every day, I'm such a woman.
That's and you were giving us a hard time for not planning the show properly, and then you that's called right. with that?
Yep, that's right.
And what is the point of that?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Did you?
Yep.
Were you the one?
No.
Were you with someone else that may have laughed at it, too?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, sometimes when you're seeing a when you're seeing something on the big screen or on television, it can be actually funnier than when you try to relay it.
Call a radio show, it's not funny at all.
This might be one of those examples. Oh, and now the phone is dropped out again.
Hello.
What a shame.
Are you there? Oh, I'm trying. Believe me, darling, I'm trying to hear you. Hello. You know, I think this is God's way of intervening.
Uh-huh. Yes, saying stop. Stop it, darling mine.
But on the other hand, then down below you have,
this is Satan. Keep taking the calls.
You might get another Lucy.
I'm loving this.
Hello?
Oh, she's far away. And it's nice, though, that about 5 minutes ago, Daryl said, hey, I'm going home, then.
Yeah,
it's all under control.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with.
It's not good.
That's what it is. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Hello?
This is Mike.
What? Hello?
Oh, no, none of the calls are seeming to go
Hello?
Through now.
All right, no more calls. Please, we have a winner.
That's
no
it.
More calls, ladies and gentlemen.
That will be it for the telephone calls today.
That's it. We will have no contact with our audience for the rest of the program today.
Damn.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.